Thank God it's Friday.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the BD Waterfowl Podcast. I'm your lead producer and host, Walker Deering, along with a good buddy of mine, Mr. Grant Mims.
Thank God it's Friday. It's been a week.
Heard that, but mine's probably a little not as bad as yours.
No? We'll get into it.
We'll get into it. And special return guest, Mike Huff.
Past state chairman for Kentucky Ducks Unlimited. Yeah.
I'm a repeat.
Yeah, and past state chairman and future state chairman. It's crazy. I mean, it's wild.
Just not present.
Just not present.
I get to use the same business cards. All I got to do is change my address.
How you been doing, Mike?
Doing good. Doing good. We've been pretty busy the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Been running to banquets. And, of course, you know, our chapter, we hosted our first bingo night. And that was a great success.
Absolutely. Yes. It was a great time, too.
Yeah. Went to Boone County last night for a happy hour, and we had about 60 people there. So Boone County's getting ready to restart. They've got their first bingo game coming up June 11th at Boondocks, which is out towards Big Bone State Licks Park.
Okay.
So we're looking for between 100 and 120 people.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
No, that's a – if that happens, that'll be the biggest bingo night we've ever had. Last night was the biggest happy hour we've ever had, and it's amazing. Walked in, and, you know, you see all these heads looking at you like, hey, here comes some more DU guys. You know, guys here with Boone County? Yeah. And it was good to see them all.
They gonna have 60 people on their committee.
58. No.
Yeah.
I mean, if like I said, we had about 60 there, but it was also, you know, couples and stuff. And
right.
But, you know, if we keep 25 out of that bunch, it'd be a great chapter.
Yeah.
And the previous chapter was really good, and, you know, of course, the old timers, they got kind of tired, and the new kids didn't come up in time, so. Kind of, you know, closed down for a while, but I think they're going to be back with a bang.
Good. Great. Yeah.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into all that here in just a minute. Just real quick, though, what have you been up to, buddy?
Literally nothing.
No? Are you still playing NASCAR Heat 5?
I am, actually, but work-wise,
yeah,
bro, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the parts shortage from like our parent company that gives them to us. I sat at my table yesterday. Well, it's a set of sawhorses with a door on it. But I sat there yesterday from...
It's a hell of a table.
Well, it's where I work. I got a door halfway done.
It's my workbench.
No, my workbench is behind me.
Carry on. Sorry.
No, I got a door halfway done and then found out they didn't send me some parts.
Because
they sent me a used lock without all the stuff.
Man, go ahead.
I sat there yesterday from noon until 5 o'clock.
Nothing.
Had nothing to do. I wasn't sweeping the floor for a fifth time. I refused to do that.
Did you take out the trash?
Yeah, we didn't have any trash to take out. I mean, we haven't been putting stuff in the trash cans because of how little parts we got.
I tell you, I mean, I think it's doors, you know, electrical wise across the state, and, you know, and there might be other states that are booming, but man, across the state of Kentucky, there is nothing going on right now. And I mean, we've been busy at work, but it's only because we've been shorthanded. But we get one of our guys back, not next week, but the week after. And I mean, there's no material. I mean, they're not building any new subdivisions. They're not, of course, I can understand why. Nobody wants to pay 7% interest on a mortgage for a house right now, so they're not being built. But I mean, there's just like no new construction going on hardly at all across the state. It's I know what you mean by being slow, for sure.
Did the weather not pick you all up a little bit?
No. That morning I was really concerned. Because I thought, you know, they kept talking about the afternoon. And in case for anybody, we're going to go down a duck hole just real quick. But Kentucky had 4 or 5 confirmed EF1s.
5, I believe.
Yeah. Some straight line winds. But they were all in the morning. They talked this afternoon up like it was just supposed to be the worst tornado day since, was it 1974?
72 or 74, yeah.
It was 74. Dad told me a story. They were coming back from a baseball game in Louisville, and they saw a cow fly across in front of them. I'll never forget that.
That was the movie Twister.
No, he said he saw that. But not really. We got some stuff for Lexington that we had to do storm wise, but it wasn't that much. That was a crazy day.
Salvation got it pretty good.
Yeah, some wind. Yeah,
but, you know, there where I live, you know, we got maybe an inch and a half of rain the whole day.
We got rain.
And it came in spurts where, you know, it's not a constant rain. It's a little spurt here, a little spurt there.
I was really worried that morning, man. They said, you know, Mercer County tornado warning, and which I think it flipped over a semi in front of Family Affair, and I knew it ripped a couple. But now Nicholsville,
North End of Nicholsville got
they got walloped on pretty darn good, and Pinkard, and but yeah. So anyway, about us, Spark. So you ain't been doing a whole, how's the van?
It's if I can get a good solid week or two where it's dry and warm, I might have it running.
You were working on this last time I was here. And that's been 8 months ago.
I had just bought it. Right?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's
one hell of a lawn ornament.
I know it was not running at the banquet. That was in October.
Yeah.
It's not white, is it?
Yeah.
It's white.
Yeah, boy. It is a white cargo van. It says free candy written down the side. Anyway, we duck hole.
Yeah.
So you ain't been doing a whole lot.
No, and I'm not working on that until the ground's dry. Yeah. I'm not crawling around on the ground.
I'm looking. Fair enough.
That's all there is to that.
Fair enough.
What have you been up to, Grant?
Well, I just got back from Georgetown this evening hauling hay. I got to go to Winchester tomorrow to haul hay.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, been busy couple of days right here, but not a whole lot. I mean, we had Easter last weekend. That was a great, great time. Went coyote hunting. Didn't shoot any coyotes, but had a great time. Took Natalie, Lacey, and Everly. And I've come to the conclusion that during turkey season, or actually this coming Sunday after church, I'm going to go get a ground blind. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for coyotes and turkey, you got to stay still.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be moving. Natalie did real good. Lacey, not so much. Everly, not so much. Everly ended up falling asleep. I'm going to get a ground blind that way because they want to go with me. But just sitting there, there's no way in heck that they would stay still. But, no, we had fun and got a trail camera. That was pretty cool. I've never owned a trail camera. I'm so glad that I did. I've gotten a turkey on it, gotten, unfortunately, a coyote, and a bunch of raccoons. So apparently I'm going to have to do some trapping because raccoons are not good for turkeys at all.
No.
Not a whole lot. Right now, past couple of days, tomorrow, staying busy with hay. But I'm excited for turkey season. I'm excited to take the girls with me. They had fun coyote hunting, even though we didn't kill anything, didn't even see anything. It just seems like every time you go back there, just driving on the four-wheeler, you see one. And then when you take a gun, nope,
nothing.
Not going to see a single one. You know, that's how it goes. It seems like. Or, you know, I can be back there cutting hay and they'll just follow the mower behind me, you know, waiting for me to cut up a rabbit or something like that. I mean, 20 minutes, they'll follow me. But, you know, I've taken a gun on the tractor before and guess what? Nothing.
No coyotes.
Nada. We got just wanted to say good luck to everybody that has. This will come out after youth season. Youth season's this weekend, the 6th and 7th. good luck, and hope everybody, all the kids got one. And but yeah, I'm ready for some turkeys.
Is Brian taking Waylon this weekend?
Yeah, so Brian's...
I know they're in Ohio.
Yeah, Brian's not here because they went to Ohio, and I'm going to throw some shade on him just real quick, and then I'll tell him the real reason he's going to Ohio. He took off Monday and Tuesday of work to go to Ohio to watch this daggone solar eclipse.
Was your pun intended, out of curiosity?
What?
You said you were going to throw some shade at him.
Oh, no, I didn't. Hit that button. Hit it. No, I did not mean to do that.
That's impressive that you didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, no, that's really not the real reason. Apparently, I think they're going to see Tiffany's grandparents, and while they're up there, apparently they're like right underneath the total, what's it called?
Eclipse.
Yeah, they're under like the 100% range of, you know, it being a total full eclipse. Yeah, no, just had to throw a little shade at you for taking off work to go see a moon cross in front of a sun for 90 seconds. Woo. I hope to have fun up there. Safe travels. I think they're leaving tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. So, hope they have fun. But, yeah, that's about it. Glad to have you back, Mike. I think last year when you were here, let me look at my notes here. It was like episode, I don't know. There's
four or two.
Hold on here. Episode 5. You were here in July of last year. It's glad to have you back.
That's good to be back.
Yeah. So this year, 2024. I know last year, I think, Kentucky Ducks Unlimited, they were working, was it Ballard, Henry County Wildlife Area, and the Henderson Sluice?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Henry County's complete. They had the dedication to that right before our state convention last year.
Okay.
And the project at Ballard, which was the Shelby Lake water control structure, it is now complete. And the next big project they're taking on is the pump stations there on the north side of Shelby Lake and Shelby Lake Farms. So that's still going through some permit issues. And, you know, of course, COVID had hit and price of everything went up. So they're trying to get some more money to come in there and finish up that project. But hopefully, you know, before long, it'll get started. Good. You know, that way they'll be able to push water downhill instead of uphill.
It seems to flow better that way.
Yeah, for some reason.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, at least from what I know, which isn't much. But, all right, is there any, besides that, is there anything else going on in the state project-wise?
I know Barry, the conservation chairman, they're having a meeting down at Barron River during our state convention, which is June 14th and 15th at Bowling Green.
I'll be there.
And they're going to be looking at some areas for possible projects.
Okay.
Nothing is set in stone. There's just some areas they're going to look at. And, of course, you know, a lot of this money is monies that we've done through the commissioner's sales, the sale of commissioner's tags for the elk, turkey, deer, and waterfowl. So we'll be doing that again and hopefully raising some money to come up with a project there.
We need to get Barry back on at some point. I mean, maybe we need to talk about, you know, that kind of stuff going on after the state banquet. He's sharp. He knows his stuff. That's for sure.
You only saying that because he won't listen to this episode.
I don't know. I don't know if he will or not. Hope he does. So that's good. Are there any DU events coming up in the near future? I know you just mentioned the state, which is in June, but we got anything else? Anything else going on across
the state? We've got two that are going on tomorrow night, which will be our kind of last two banquets for the year. One is at Barkley Lake. It's going to be there at the state park. And then we have our college chapter, Murray State. They're putting theirs on, and it's going to be the same night. So it's going to be a busy time in the western part of the state.
And are you going?
No. I don't think I can get to Barkley or Murray and get back to Lexington Airport in time to fly out on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So
You're starting turkey season early.
Yeah, I'm going, still working on the World Slam and flying out Sunday, heading down to Merida in the Yucatan Peninsula, and then driving 2.5 hours out into the jungle. And hopefully
to kill a turkey.
Yeah, one that looks like a peacock.
Yeah, they're pretty, though.
Oh, that's the only other bird. That's the only other turkey my wife is going to let me mount and have inside the house. She said, as much money as you're spending on going after these things, at least it'd be something for you to look at. But as far as the other four, no.
No.
You can have tail feathers, and that's it. So.
Just turkeys, just real quick. I seen a video the other day of all the turkeys across the world. And, man, there's some wild-looking birds out there.
Yeah. I don't know what the name of it is, but there's another bird that's down there that kind of resembles a turkey.
Yeah.
But it's got some sort of crest or something on its head, and, you know.
Is it a peacock?
No. This is a dark-colored bird.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was. I mean, it's something that we could hunt if we wanted to pay for it, but.
Down there in Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, they had that and the real small deer that we could hunt, but I'm just going after the turkey. And the tequila.
Absolutely.
There you go. You got to do that while you're in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way to do it.
How long you be down there for?
Right at a week.
Okay.
We fly out Sunday and come back Sunday or Saturday night.
Okay. And how many turkeys are you allowed to?
You can kill two.
Okay.
I'm killing one because that second bird is $1,350.
Yeah, that's a hard pass.
Yeah, the butterballs at Kroger and Walmart are a lot cheaper.
Well, yeah. I think especially, you know, you're only going to get one of them mounted. I mean, there's $1,300 for another one would be kind of a...
In case you screw up the first one and you shoot it, I better do the second one. But no, I'm only going to shoot one bird.
So do you, I don't know much about, traveling. To go, to Mexico... Can you have it shipped back here and have a taxidermist here do it?
What I did the first time I went down to Mexico, I went with the same outfitter I'm going with this time, and they had the city's permit, which allowed me to transport the bird back into the United the carcass, back into the United States, and we have to go through Department of Ag, and they have to check everything out, make sure all the paperwork's fine. But you've got your paperwork from your taxidermist that's allowed to import birds.
Mm. Okay.
For some reason this year, I'm not going to say we're not going to be able to, but it's 99% chance we're not going to be able to bring our bird back. The Mexican government's been a little slow in getting the permits issued. So it sounds like what's going to happen is the outfitter is going to have to take the carcasses and then ship them to somebody.
Yeah.
And then that person has to ship them to a taxidermist. So that's, probably another $300-$400 to get there.
On top of what a turkey costs to mount.
It's going to be probably 6 to 8 months before that bird even hits the taxidermist shop. And then, depending on the taxidermist on how far he's backed up, I may not see this bird till I'm 70.
Yeah.
And I'm 65 now.
Yeah. No kidding. I was just wondering, you said might delay, and I don't know if y'all have seen it or not, and I don't think it's a big deal, but I know that there's some people out there freaking out about it, Bird flu has been confirmed in one or two people.
Yeah, one person at least. Yeah,
and I think five or six different cattle ranches. I think in two or three, four different states. And I was just wondering if that was it. But it's government slacking.
Yeah, I mean
Mexican government.
When I was down in Mexico the first time down in Chihuahua area, we had two guys, and they actually put on a TV show Trigger Effect for Federal. And they had killed a couple of birds, and they were going to bring them back to Canada. And they physically had to make sure every little piece of meat was off of that carcass of the bird before they could even get it back into Canada.
Really?
So we watched them there for a while. They were out there scraping and scraping. And at least one of them was a taxidermist where he had the know-how on how to get some of the meat and stuff off the carcass. But
it wasn't just...
I mean, they were out there for a couple of hours, scraping and everything else.
Really?
So it's... Yeah, it's wild to get stuff back, but, I'll have a bird, hopefully.
Well, I hope you do.
Oh, if I don't shoot and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're allowed, if we shoot and hit the bird but don't kill it, and they find blood, that's considered your bird.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, you better make sure and kill that son of a gun.
I want him at about 20 yards.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't definitely want him too close. I don't want to blow him up too bad.
Right.
So.
Hopefully he's not in full strut.
Oh, God, I hope not.
We had a buddy of ours, and I'm sure he'll listen to this, but, you know, actually, have you met, did you meet, you know, Lamar?
Mm-hmm.
Thad.
Yeah,
I met Thad. Okay. He killed a gobbler today. I guess Georgia's open. I don't know.
It's already open. Yeah.
It's already open. Yeah, he killed a pretty good little bird this morning, and so kudos to him. Yeah, it's
I had a friend of mine. He's a director of development down there, and he was out to
in Georgia.
Yeah, in Georgia, and he set up on a bird, and the horses came through, and said, "No more bird."
Yeah,
so, that it happens.
Oh okay. Yeah, that's why it's called hunting.
Yep.
Well, you know, talked a little bit about turkey, but you know, big reason you know we had you on here is you know, past state chair.
It's not a bad looking bird.
Oh, that's
yeah,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a good little hunt.
I thought he was looking up what I was going after.
No, I am going to look that up.
Okay. Oh yeah, hey, they're beautiful.
It looks like
But yeah, no. So you know, we talked a little turkey, but yeah, you know, had you on here because you know you're past and you're also going to be future state chair again. And kudos to you for that. What does, you know, I was brought in to Wilderness Trail, and, you know, so was Walker, you know, through a friend. You know, Wilderness Trail's chapter's been around since...
Yeah, we're going on our 44th year.
Holy crap. October. I did not know that.
Yeah.
No.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. What, you know, if somebody, you know, like you said with Boone County, you know, older guys, you know, they just, you know, got tired of it. You know, younger guys you know, didn't, you know, get involved as much or whatever. What does it take to either start anew or, you know, I guess resurrect a old, you know, DU chapter, you know, to get another chapter started?
You need some guys to get some dedication.
Yeah.
It's not really hard to get a chapter started, but, you know, you got to have a leader, you got to have a treasurer, and then you got to have several committee members that are willing to help.
Right.
You know, every chapter has those that are dedicated to helping and attending the meetings. But you also have a few of the other guys that can't make the meetings because they are, you know, they work out of town right. or they're on the road a lot. But they're there for the banquet to set up and then work that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody's interested in starting a chapter, I know we've got Boone County that's interested. We have Carrollton that I'm meeting with after I get back from Mexico to get that chapter hopefully started again. Glasgow, they just restarted their chapter. Yep. They had an event a couple weeks ago, and it was a pretty good event from what I'm understanding.
Good. When UK just started theirs, yeah, went back. We went to their banquet.
Yeah, UK was they did really well for their first event, you know, after a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, about 80 people there, which is about what we expected.
Yep.
But, you know, everybody had a good time. Had a couple of happy winners with some things, and one lady, she bit on a pistol and got it, and I don't think she could have been any happier.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but you know, getting one started, it's not that hard. Yeah. You just have to have a few dedicated people that are willing to go through and you know follow the guidelines that we have as far as we're doing a chapter, and just make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, most of them start out with doing a happy hour like what we did last night in Boone County. And that starts your core group. You know,
right.
From there, you know that you're going to have a couple of guys that are willing to sit in and sit through the meetings, you know, plan it, execute it, and then do the wrap-up.
Okay. This is really – I just thought about this since we were talking about, you know, our, you know, Wilderness Trails chapter. Where'd that name come from? Do you know?
It came back, you know, through Daniel Boone time.
Right.
You know, it's actually Wilderness Trail or Trace. But we've always, as far as I know, we've always called it Wilderness Trail.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's the Wilderness Trace that came through Virginia and West Virginia and on into Kentucky.
Right through about where we're at.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I know that some, you know, some chapters are, you know, count like Oldham County or...
Lake Barkley.
Yeah. Mike's dying over here.
Yeah, sorry.
He's been sick. He's got bird flu. He's going to take it to the birds down in Mexico.
Yep. Allergies are great.
They suck. So, you know, we talked about, you know, you're past state chair and you're going to be it again. Are you looking forward to that? I mean, to be, you know, state chair again?
Yeah, I really am. I work with a lot of great people.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've done really well over the past couple of years. And, you know, Jeff's been state chairman for about 4 years, but two of those years were COVID.
Right.
And then the next 6 months, you know, we still couldn't do anything because our governor wouldn't let us to assemble or anything else.
Yeah.
What are you got flying around in this basement?
Nothing. I promise you.
The heat just turned on. That's what's getting
you. Yeah, that's what's getting you.
Sorry, people.
He's all right. Yeah, COVID just really hurt a lot of stuff. But anyway, continue.
We've had a few chapters that have been dormant for a while. They're coming back. Kentucky's in a good place. I mean, our income as far as across the board, it's up. The attendance is up. So.
Yeah, I mean, just the, I guess, three events that I've been to, you know, this year, you know, since January 1, the Oldham County, the Bingo, and the UK, I mean.
Yeah, you got lucky at Oldham County, didn't you?
I got lucky at Oldham County. I got lucky at the Bingo Nine. I mean, I've had a good, I mean, and I won plenty of stuff at the UK one, too. But, I mean, all of them had great turnouts. Every single one I've been to. So, I mean, it's good to hear that the state is doing good, and I know you'll be a good state chair again.
Thank you.
This will be second time?
Yeah, second time, 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, is that, just real quick, state chair is for 2 years?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'll try not to ask you any more questions. You need another one?
Yeah, another shot of tequila, please.
I mean, there's beer over there if you're Yingling.
Nah, I've seen what you drink.
It's not Miller Lite this time. Thank you very much.
I couldn't help it. No, it's, like I said, everybody across the state's great to work with. They're dedicated. And we just have a lot of fun.
So, I've got a question. And honestly, if I modified it, it would also apply to Grant. So, what is a state chair's, like, what falls under you? Like, what's your responsibilities as the state chair? Or some of them, I guess. Probably don't list all of your responsibilities, but.
It's just look at it like a business. If you're the president of a business, you know, you've got to go through all the stuff going through to get your business up and going. If you see a problem. Man. I don't know what you did to that furnace.
He hasn't had his vents cleaned out this year.
Bear with us, people.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm having a little technical difficulty. It's just like a business. If you're the president, you know, you've got certain responsibilities that you have to go through to make sure your business runs properly.
Right.
Well, with the state chair's position, it's not really mandated that you do a lot of stuff, but it looks a lot better if you take responsibility and go.
Killing me, Mike.
Killing you. I bet it's killing him.
Yeah. I've called dustbusters in here. But, like, we have the national convention. It's kind of one of those things you want to go to.
Right.
And, golly. And then we have the leadership meeting every 2 years that's done in Memphis. And then as state chair, what you do is you go up to district meetings where you meet with all the ACs.
So you'd meet with, like, Jim? Or he would attend that meeting?
Correct.
Okay.
Were you filming it?
No! God, no! You're going to have a lot of
editing. We can take a break if we need to.
I think we're going to have to here in a second.
That's fine.
You're going to have a lot of editing to do.
I'm not editing out these coughs. That's just all there is to it.
Man, there's too many of them to edit. It'd be a 30-second show. We have district meetings across the state. And then also with our director of development, who kind of works towards, you know, getting the major donors in.
Yeah.
We do evening conservation with them. And, you know, the state chairman needs to be at as many of the events as he can. It's not mandatory, but it really looks good.
Oh, yeah.
To the chapter, if the state chairman drives from here to Murray or wherever else and, you know, attends.
Here to Danville.
No, that's too far. Yeah, that's too far. You know, I think when I did my taxes this year, it was about 3,600 miles I drove last year for DU.
For DU.
Oh, I can't imagine what that'll shoot up to.
Well, it's
state chair.
Well, I mean, I went to a lot of the banquets, but I did 9 events in 8 weeks.
So,
but that, you know, that's kind of taking us up to today.
Right.
But you know, I do a trip to DC every year for the fly-in, where we go in and talk about NACA, Fart Bill, and you know, of course, this year it was the US-60 project.
Yeah.
So, and it's all out of your own pocket. I mean, DU,
right.
DU does not pay for my travels. And then I'm on a national policy committee, and with that I travel. I sit to the national, and then a couple of meetings, you know, outside of that. Man, I apologize, people. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Ain't well, nobody gonna care about it but you.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're just glad you'd be on here real quick. You know, we thought we were gonna have Mr. Brian Butler. Yeah, I'm glad you could be here and talk about all the different things. You know, especially you know being state chair, and that was a good one, Walker. You are also the state chair for something that means a lot to me as well, correct?
I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me.
Wow.
Oh, the duck calling contest.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that was, I knew what you were getting at. Yeah, we're looking at doing that August, September time frame. Haven't really got the location down yet. We did Madisonville last year, which ended up being a great facility to do this in. I mean, they already had all the petitions and stuff.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
We've had Hubie Marine out of Eddyville. It kind of said something they might like to host it this year. Yep. So we still got to meet with them and kind of work out a spot. But we're getting there.
August, September. Well, I appreciate you stepping up to the plate for that, too. I know you do a lot for ducks. And
well, we have our Christmas in July calendar coming out before long.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
I cannot wait.
And you're going to sell them again this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You're going to hit 30 or 40 calendars this year?
Okay. Right, we'll see. And we've also got, what is it, August 13th?
August 13th. Another
bingo night. Yep, another bingo night. I'm stoked.
Lemons meal.
Man, that stuff is so fun.
The bingo was more fun than I expected.
You know.
Yeah, you did real well dotting yourself. You just got bored and started taking a little dauber and hitting yourself.
Yeah.
And then you started picking on Grant's kids, you know, putting pink marks on them.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
Your kids that left before the bingo started. Yeah.
You know, I just never thought I would have that much fun playing bingo. I mean, I always thought that was like an elderly old lady thing, but I tell you, I mean, I could do one.
Oh, Rachel was mad she couldn't come.
Yeah, well, hopefully she can come to the
by then,
next
I hope
one.
So.
Well, you know, if we do it outside, you can get you a cigarette and let the ashes grow real long while you're doing it.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I hate Barry.
We'll get Barry some of those Virginia Slim 120s, the real long ones.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have an ash that long on him, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, no, those are fun. August 13th, 6:30. Anybody's listening? Mark your calendar.
No, we moved it back a little bit.
Yeah, to get more people there.
Good. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, 6:30. That way you just get a few more people there, being that it's a weeknight, but
still have the food truck to come in early, and if you want to eat near the yard.
I'm gonna try and get some smoked deviled eggs this time.
Man, those were good.
Not let Everly eat 6 of them. Me get none. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Did you get try them, Walker?
No.
Man, I tell you, I said smoked deviled eggs. I got to think about it. I was like, they ought to be pretty good.
Yeah.
But they had a nice little bite to them after you got finished with them. A little bit of pepper in there.
See, I might actually like that because I'm not a big fan of deviled eggs normally, but I've never had a smoked one. So.
Oh, it's
well, they sold out. That's how good they were.
Yeah. That's why I didn't try them.
Yeah. That's how good they were. So, that's exciting. And I'm excited to go to state convention this year.
Yeah, we're working on a couple things for the state. One is trying to put together a tour of the Corvette Museum.
Cool place. I really have you been there?
Walker? I actually haven't.
It's cool. You know, I don't like Chevys, but right. it's a or GM for that matter. But it's neat, and it's really neat to see that big sinkhole that opened up. Have you been in it?
No, I never have.
You've never been in it either?
No, I'm
not. Oh, man. Well, the funny thing, the...
But you got to remember, that whole area is a karstic system with all the caves.
They got all the caves around it. Yeah. The... Where we're having the state, Farm Bureau had a young farmer outing at the same place, mm-hmm. and one of the tours was the Corvette Museum. But yeah, stayed at the same hotel, same everything. That's a nice place. Then have you been to that? What is it? Is it Holiday Inn?
Yeah, Holiday Inn. And yeah.
It's a nice
venue. I forgot what the name of the convention center was.
Nice venue.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. You got anything else?
Nothing I can think of.
Well, we got a couple of things coming up nationally. One is the national convention is going to be out in San Diego, California this year. It's May 29th through June 2nd, I think. We have an opening ceremony on the flight deck of the USS Midway, which I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah,
that's going to be cool.
Yeah, like I said earlier before we got on the air, is that if they have airplanes on it, they'll never find me because I'll be looking at the airplanes. Yeah, the heck with everything else. Yeah. And then... in August, Ducks Unlimited Mexico will be having their 50th anniversary in Cabo San Lucas. They've got a one-day fishing excursion set up. I think they've got some rounds of golf and stuff. And then Saturday night, they have their banquet.
Really?
So, yeah.
This is really random. San Diego made me think of it. How's Wes doing?
Pretty good.
I know that
was... That's who called me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he... That was one of his places that he wanted to get stationed to if he had a chance or something like that. So,
which we'll see.
Yeah, is he still in Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd tell you if he moved anywhere.
Yeah,
but no, he's still up there.
One more question for you. Okay. I think that's about all I'm gonna have for you. How was your duck season?
Pretty good.
Oh yeah, go in depth about that. I have something to.
Of course, you know, I'm just up just north of where you all are. Yeah, I mean, it had its slow days, but we did pretty good on some birds. And one of the neatest things was sitting there in the blind in the pit one morning, and, of course, the sun comes up, and, you know, you have a few of the little spoonies that you have on your hat tonight fly by, kind of doing that. All of a sudden, it looks like a mound of starlings coming up, and what it was teal coming out of the field.
Really?
And we, you know, rough guess, it's probably like 1,500 teal came out of the field, and we forgot shit. We sit there and just watched them. Yeah, it was so cool to see that.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't get mallards at our farm until late in the season. And it was kind of nice to finally shoot a mallard because it had gone all year long and never pulled a trigger at one. It's good. You know, dog's getting older. He's getting slower. But he had a good season. He did about 200 retrieves this year. And so I kind of wore him down a little bit, and he was
hard on the old man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, the first trip or two we did to Arkansas, he was, you know, sitting up and looking out the windows and all this. And after about the third or fourth, he's just laying there, like, well, just tell me when we stop to get a biscuit down at Bardstown.
Right.
Tell me when, you know, get gas. So I go out and go pee. never looks up anymore. Just kind of lays there and long for the ride. But it's a good bunch of guys I'm with in the lease. I really like it.
Yeah.
We've got our work day coming up in October, so we'll go down and get everything ready for it again.
Good.
Something else with DU, though, is kind of cool is, you know, over the years we've had different money-raising themes. We've had, you know, rescue our wetlands and mm-hmm. some stuff like that. Well, last year at our national convention in Las Vegas, they announced Conservation for Continents. It's a $3 billion goal. We're a year into it.
Yeah,
we're already at $2.34 billion.
Golly.
I mean,
that's awesome.
So you know what?
So just a year into it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I think they're going to blow this way out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, the one before when we were in Hawaii, I mean, it was like $2 billion deal, and they were like $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
So I mean, they've really been able to raise some money. And what's great about this is, you know, you take that and you match it with, you know, private dollars, state dollars, and federal dollars, and you're getting three times of what you had. Yeah. And all this is going to projects. So.
That's great. Yeah. I mean.
So, you know, kudos to DU, not because I'm, you know, I'm a volunteer and I do this, but that's a heck of a way, you know, raising that much money to go for conservation.
Yeah. I mean, $3 billion, that's a lot. And I know their goal, you know, acres-wise is...
We're over 16 million conserved already since 1937.
Yeah, 16 million, I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around how many acres that is, really. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think of...
Think of Lake Cumberland. That's 66,000 acres.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like a drop in the bucket there.
Right. I mean, heck, that could be... I don't even know. It's got to be bigger than the state of Rhode Island. I would think. I would hope.
I'm almost positive you can throw a football from one side of Rhode Island to the other.
You know, That's crazy. $2.34 billion?
$2.34 billion already. Nice.
Good. So is that a, you know, you said you're into it. How long?
It's a three year endeavor.
Oh, gosh. It was blow it out of the water.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It was brought in 2023, and it ends in 2026.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, if they're on this type of track to get to $3 billion, they're not going to stop at $3
billion.
Well, they're going to keep on
going. Yeah. I don't blame them.
So they've got some pretty smart heads there at the office to be able to, you know, talk to people and get this type of money donated.
Yeah, that's great. And I can speak for myself, and I'm sure I can speak for Walker and Brian. But it feels good to be a part of a, you know, something that is doing that good a job.
I mean, when you walk down the street and you have the DU hat on or the DU logo, people know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, what's that? You know, it's like, unfortunately, you know, Turkey changed their logo. And, you know, first you look at it, thought it was NBC's peacock or something. I mean.
Everybody knows the duck head.
Yeah, I mean, we were so familiar with the older logo. Yeah. And that's what we always recognized. And then when it changed over, it's scary, but. The DU logo has been there, and people recognize it. You know, it's not just a clothing brand. It's it's conservation at its best.
Yep, I agree. Do you know what kind of duck that is?
It's a mallard.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah. It's not like the spoonbill that you have on your hat today.
Nope. Hey, I love this hat. And I've seen some other ones. And I want to give a little shout-out to LeGrue Bayou Clothing Company because they have some really – other badass ones that I'm gonna get.
Did you see they liked a bunch of our stuff and followed us after that?
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah.
I think we ought to get Barry the old coot hat.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, they've got, I'll show them to you here in just a minute. I mean, they've got, I think they're sold out of them right now, a lot of them. But man, they have a lot of cool freaking hats that when they come back in stock, I'm gonna get some. So, shout out to, I love this hat. I saw it. We were at the Wings Over Prairie Festival Thanksgiving weekend, and there was a guy wearing this. You know, and everybody since I've been 15 years old, I'm Spoon Commander, and he was wearing that hat. And I was like, I walked up to him. I said, "Where did you get that hat?" I said, "I have to get one.
I have no option."
Yes, I have to get one, and I think I ended up getting it for Christmas, I believe, or birthday one, but. Yeah, so I love it. It fits comfortable. I love it. They have other – I think they got some other ducks too, but they have a lot of shove stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's about all that showed up at our lease for a long time with shovelers this year.
Yep. Yeah, it was –
And, you know, no fault to the shoveler, but he's a pretty bird once he is full plumed.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beautiful bird.
When he is not full plumed, he is
he's
very ugly. Oh, speaking of birds real quick. We drove back on the farm the other day, and we were coming across, coming up the fence line, and just on the other side of my property line, there's a little pond, had three blue wings on it.
Really? Yep. So they're already on their way back?
Yep. Drake and two hens. Boy, that Drake was pretty. Yeah. Oh, he was gorgeous.
I bet.
But yeah, we didn't We had the dogs were upstairs.
I was going to say. Sounds like my ass back.
We had like that one weekend in early December that we had a lot of mallards. But other than that, we did not have any until the end of the season, like you said.
Yeah, didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Other than the weekend me and Wesley were there.
Yeah, that was, for whatever reason, I have no idea. But by God, they were there for like 3 days.
Because they knew.
And that was it.
They knew me and Wes were there.
Yeah. First time ever going. Yeah, I can't remember if you know or not. First time his brother had ever been, I think, hunting.
Hunting, period. He'd never been deer, duck, turkey, nothing.
So is he hooked now?
Mike, he killed a banded greenhead.
He's hooked. Did you realize that? Did you tell him though that it doesn't get much better than what this is?
I told him. I said this is the pinnacle.
Yeah, he is at the limit. Yeah. Like they're really, I mean, maybe a neck collar goose. You know, maybe.
That is the
Oh, you know,
I've not killed one of those.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he killed a speck.
Yeah, he was really happy about
abandoned
that speck.
Mallard.
I was big like, happy about the speck.
You had the perfect weekend.
He did.
You could not ask for a better time. And now you're going to go, and you're only going to kill a few, and it's going to be like, man, what the heck? I thought it was this all the time.
Yeah. Or sit there and look at empty skies.
Yeah, exactly.
A few of those days.
Yeah. Well, Mike, brother, I appreciate you coming on so quick. And
again, I apologize for the coughing, but
it's all right.
When you started your heater back up, that just got us.
We better get you out of here quick.
Yeah. Well, all right then. I'll save this for next time.
Go ahead.
It's only if y'all want to do it.
What is it? What do you got?
So, I've been on my friend's podcast, mm-hmm. Bluegrass Basement Boys,
uh-huh.
and they started doing this thing where every episode they do a draft. And they'll pick a random topic or something.
Uh-huh.
I think the last one, when I was on, we did TV shows.
Okay.
And I asked them, that's why I had to make a phone call. I didn't want to steal it without asking.
Yeah, without getting their permission.
Yeah. So if y'all want to, I've got four topics we could do a draft on.
Okay. So we're going to pick one of them?
No.
No.
Like, I got four topics that we could do, like, a draft for that topic. So I've got, like, Western movies.
Tombstone.
Right. Yeah, and then I would go, and
I
would say Young Guns.
Okay.
And then would say Tie Yellow Rose.
Very good.
Now, they do a snake draft, so Mike would go again.
Copperhead.
I would say Hondo.
Are we still on Westerns?
Correct.
Oh, I thought, you, it's did, a draft. I thought you said snakes.
Snake draft.
Oh, snake draft. Yeah,
it goes back and forth. Okay.
Hey, they taught me what that was.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that either.
If you say Copperhead, I'd say good, bad, and ugly.
I said Hondo.
Yeah.
Open range.
And now you go again. And we would only do, like, we'd have a number, obviously. We'd set, like, five.
Wide ARP.
That's a good one.
That is good.
I would probably say, ooh. Well, we didn't set a number, so I have no idea what. I don't know.
Let's do four, so it'd be, like, one more after this one?
Yes, this is my third. And I've got Young Guns, I've got Hondo.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Sisters Brothers, John C. Reilly.
I don't know if I've seen that.
It's a good one.
Okay.
It's newer, but it was better than I expected.
Oh, gosh. I got my next one. Go ahead.
Django.
Okay.
I want to pick it just to be a dick, but I can't think of what it would be. No, you get one more.
I just hit Django.
And you get one more. That'll be your fourth.
I want to go back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bear with us, folks.
I'm trying to teach him a new game.
F Troop.
I'm gonna say the Outlaw Josie Wales.
Lonesome Dove.
Good, that was a good one. And then you would get one more. That'd be your fourth, right?
No, he started it.
Yeah.
You're back around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you started the actual draft with Tombstone. So you had Tombstone, Lonesome Dove.
Wide Herb.
Fourth.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Frick. What is that one? God dang it, they made a freaking remake of it.
Magnificent Seven.
No. I mean, that's a good movie.
The original, not the remake.
I like the remake, too.
I didn't think the remake was bad. Yeah. You know, I like the original better.
That's it. True Grit.
There you go. The original True Grit was better than the remake.
Yes. By far. Both good. I like them both. I do agree with you, though. All right, what's the next one?
Well, Well, when I was before we started that one, I was going to say we'll just pick one.
Okay.
But the other three I had to choose from.
Let's do one more. You pick it.
Well, no, I'll give you the options. I've got guns, which we can narrow down or keep broad, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Ducks and country artists.
Let's
leave me out of the country artists because I don't know them.
Okay.
Let's do ducks, you know, since it's a...
Works for me. That's the other reason I picked guns, though.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do ducks.
All right, so we'll have Mike start this time.
King Eider.
Mallard.
Northern Pintail. Blue Wing Teal.
Northern Shoveler.
Cinnamon Teal.
One more.
Let's go Gadwall.
I did say ducks. I was about to pick something that wasn't a duck.
Yeah.
You want us to write something down and should I hold it up for you?
I'm trying to pick one that I don't want Grant to pick.
Oh.
Black duck.
Okay. Canvasback.
One more.
Redhead.
Well, now it doesn't matter because you picked them all.
Oh, no. There's all kinds of them.
No, like you have all four of your picks.
Oh, yeah.
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 Who said cinnamon teal?
I did.
You
did.
Sack of shit. Green wing teal.
There you go.
Let's do long tail.
There you go.
One more, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Harlequin.
Okay. That it?
That's it.
Okay.
That was easy. That was a lot easier than Westerns. I went blank on them.
I did, too.
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah. I'm the one that picked the damn category.
What was the one that it was Kurt Russell, Samuel Jackson? They were on a stagecoach. It was a bounty.
Oh, Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
See, and this is what they usually do, is like every pick, they would talk about it. But see, they do things like, we're going to draft the best back five for the Kentucky football team of all time. And they'll pick, you know, they'll go from 1920 and up.
Yeah.
So they have discussion in between, which I'd have to think of a better topic than for that.
I'd be lost. I couldn't even tell you who was there this year.
Well, no, I just mean like next time we do this, if it's something we do again, I'd have to find something we can discuss in between picks that'll make it more interesting. Fill up a little more time. Which we don't need to fill up any more time tonight. We've done pretty good.
Yeah, my coughing took care of most of it.
The only reason I said Tombstone right off the bat is because we watched it last night.
I would have picked Tombstone if you hadn't.
Whitney got mad at me. She said, this is why I don't watch movies with you, because I quoted every single line that Billy Bob Thornton had. Quoted. This is why I don't watch movies with you. All right, Mike, appreciate you being on, especially notice. Good luck.
I enjoyed it.
Safe. So you won't be back for opening weekend of turkey season
No,
here.
This will be the first opening weekend I miss.
Wow. Well, you could go Sunday, the following Sunday, couldn't you?
No, I don't get in until midnight.
Oh, yeah, no, you ain't going.
No, I'm, no.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to check my eyelids for holes.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, I'll already have a bird, hopefully.
Right, right.
If not, I'll be out a lot of money.
Good luck.
Well, thank you all for having me again.
Be careful down there.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Take a lot of pictures for us.
Yeah.
I hope to get this one on film.
Or that. I'm cool with that, too. Even better, I'd just love to see that.
Yeah.
It's, it's different. You do need to Google oscillated turkey.
I will.
It's got warts on its head and everything else, but it's a sharp-looking bird.
They're pretty.
I'll have to look at it.
Yeah. That worked. Appreciate it, guys.
That's it from us. Make sure you all like and subscribe to the podcast and whatever you're listening to. Follow us on our socials. We are the BD Waterfowl Podcast on Facebook, BD Waterfowl Pod on Instagram. Leave us some questions. Leave us some feedback. Do something. Interact. We'll interact back. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you in the next one.
Peace.